أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to another edition of 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in the discussion we want to look at two opposites, we can say. Two opposites, however, that complement our life in this world, our spiritual life that is. And when we look at the world really that we live in from the physical point of view, first of all, we realize that we really rely and live based on a lot of opposites. For example, we have day and night. We work in the day for the most part, for most of us, and we sleep at night. Obviously, there are some who work in the night and sleep in the day, but they also are governed by opposites within their life. We have hot and cold food. We have hot and cold drinks. We have salty and sweet. All of these opposites are there, and they're all there for our way to build our lives in this world. Spiritually speaking, we have the same concept. When we look in the Quran, for example, when we read the verses that God has revealed in this book, He talks about how prophets had two roles as well. At one level, they were what He would call Bashir, one who would give glad tidings of paradise, of heaven, of the benefits of the world to come for good doers. And on the other hand, he would have the concept of a nadir, a warner, one who would speak about punishment, about retribution, about outcomes of our negative actions in this world. So just as prophets came with glad tidings and warning of heaven, of hell, of good, of bad, of life in bliss and life in very abject states and punishment, we see that we're governed by these two polar opposites in every aspect of our physical and spiritual life. In the tradition for today that we look at, we will see how the Commander of the Faithful also gives us this level of governance within our lives, and how we have to base our lives on two polar extremes, which will both help us to actually attain success in this world and the next. And the Commander says the following statement. Forbearance is a curtain for covering, and wisdom is a sharp sword. Therefore, conceal the weaknesses in your conduct with forbearance, and kill your desires with your wisdom. As the Commander of the Faithful shows us that we have two extremes within this tradition that we need to keep in mind, two qualities, two traits that are required for an individual to be a better believer. The one he talks about is hilm, forbearance, patience, fortitude. And he says that when you use this forbearance to kill anything, you know, to cover over yourself when you are faced in a situation where you don't have an answer, where you don't know, it becomes imperative for the believer to practice this trait of having hilm, of having forbearance, to realize that when we don't know something, that we need to cover ourselves, our character, our personality, our lack of knowledge with that forbearance. This becomes a trait that we all need to possess because we realize that we don't all know everything. Only God knows everything that there is to know. And so everybody or anybody who's anybody and they realize that they're come face to face with something they don't know, whether it be of the world or whether it be of religion, they need to have that patience, that forbearance, that humility, humbleness to let themselves and others know that they don't have the answers to everything. This is the first level that the Commander of the Faithful speaks about. He then says that wisdom is as a sharp sword and that we need to kill our desires, slaughter our carnal wants with the sword of wisdom. What this literally means is that we need to use our intellect, our understanding, the wisdom that God has given us, that has been planted in us and that we continuously nurture and grow and build upon, to kill any of the temporal desires that are outside of the bounds of the religion. Now we have a lot of desires, obviously. We have a desire for wealth, for marriage, for children, for many different things we are desirous of in this world. And they're not all bad, but we have to control and regulate them. They have to be also based upon wisdom with intellectual understanding. We don't go to extremes in any aspect of our religion, of our life. And so when the Commander of the Faithful says that kill those inner desires, those excessive desires that would lead us towards a life of guilt and remorse. He says, use the intellect, the aql, the power that God has given us, this power of our reasoning, to kill those desires before they kill us. Because we realize that when a person has these desires of the transient world, that they can never be satiated. A person will never say, I'm happy with my first $1 million. No, the power of desire for more will drag that person to have another million. And no matter how much it takes to get that, they will not give up that quest. And so we use wisdom to kill that desire, to realize that we are not going to even be able to use all that wealth. We need to control that desire using wisdom, that God has given us this intellect. We have to do this with all of the desires that we have, one after the other after the other. And when we do this, they wouldn't be able to see that we can live a wholesome, healthy life without going to extremes, without losing, you know, focus on the big picture and why we have been brought upon this earth. We ask God, as we conclude, to be able to fulfill these obligations and to follow these beautiful teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.